A current outbreak of an invasive insect is bad news for Pennsylvania forests. The Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has been working to lessen the damage. For our series Wild PA, the Allegheny Front's Silas Yared reports.
The spongy moth, formerly the gypsy moth, came to America during the Civil War when cotton supply was low and an alternative for the silk moth was needed. Since the 1970s, the spongy moth has been causing significant damage to Pennsylvania forests. This current outbreak began in 2021. Rosa Yu, the manager for DCNR's Division of Forest Health, says the agency did aerial spraying in May with a naturally occurring bacteria, as well as another agent called Mimic, which causes the spongy moth caterpillar to molt prematurely and die. Yu says the areas selected for spraying are based on the density of egg masses found in annual surveys of state-owned parks and forests.
The hope is that, you know, we targeted kind of the highest priority areas that had the egg mass thresholds.
When the caterpillars emerge, they feast on the leaves of oak trees and other hardwoods like birch, maple, and elm. The agency hopes to treat nearly 300,000 acres this year. Yu says they plan to do aerial defoliation surveys throughout June and July.
Once those defoliation flights are completed and we kind of can see where the damage is done, then the field crew will go out and kind of ground truth to make sure that the defoliation is attributed to spongy moth.
Next steps are to survey Pennsylvania's forests in August through October to count newly laid egg masses to prepare for next year's efforts. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Silas Yared.